Good morning, everybody. Glad to be with you this Saturday. It's been quite a year so far. My name is Ed Samuel. I'm a career coach with a firm called Sam Nova, and this is the Optimize Your Career program. For those tuning in for the first time, you know, my goal here is to give career advice, tips, ideas, answer questions, just about every facet to help you or somebody you know optimize their careers. Our firm is based in Kennett Square, PA. It's about an hour west of Philadelphia. But we do serve clients across the U.S. In fact, 70% of our clients are all across the U.S. We help those who are working and those in job transition who want to advance in some way to move their lives and career forward. We've now coached more than 900 people to date in some form. We've written more than 2,000 resumes and conducted, ending last year, over 1,000 career assessments and consultations that can run up to 2 hours. So we've touched a lot of lives. We love what we do, but our aim is always to help people get to that better place, whether it be more money, more happiness, better alignment to values. Maybe it's even the shift to something completely new, or possibly bring in secondary income. So whatever it is, we try to help people get there. Now, we continue to be incredibly busy across the U.S. One of them, our most recent clients, landed as a senior internal audit manager for a very large financial services firm. His total compensation grew a bit more than 15% by making that decision to work with us. And it was a very selective process, multiple job offers, and we landed on one. So he's extremely happy. But more importantly, we just finished a 7-week consecutive streak where one of our clients landed the job every week for the last 7 weeks. And in a couple of cases, multiple job offers. And that's what we love to do. So we took a deep breath and we're looking for another streak to begin soon. But of course, these are clients that started us, you know, started working with us 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. And but we love to see that happen. And we did launch a new offering at Sam Nova early last week. And we really tried to close the gap. You know, a lot of our programs, you know, we go all in, but we spend a huge amount of hourly effort, not just by me, but multiple members of my team, and it does cost money. And, you know, our staple program is between 4 to 5 months long. And yet there are a lot of people who we talk to around the U.S. Oh my gosh, Ed, we'd love to work with you. We'd love to work with you, but we just don't have any, you know, enough funds to work with you. So we came up with another program, if you will, another part of our offering that really helps those who are financially strapped. But we really are trying to give them some help in some way. And you'll see that on our website sometime next week. It's called the Rekindle Program. So, and yeah, it's, you know, my belief is if you get a little bit of us, it's a whole lot better than getting none of us. And so many times we're making decisions, making all or nothing. I don't have all that money, but, you know, add a little bit of money. Well, guess what? With a little bit of money, we've helped people land jobs too. So people spend a little bit of money. We do a little bit of work. And then I don't know how God does it, but then they get a little bit more money and they want to do even more work. And next thing you know, people are doing a lot of work with us and a lot of good things happen. So again, we're trying to offer something to, you know, to meet everybody who gives us a call. So if you go to our website, samnovainc.com, that's samnovainc.com. You click on events. I'll be speaking next Saturday morning. In fact, after this program on April 27th at 9:45 a.m. And it's on a topic called, So Tell Me About Yourself. Many times during interviews, it's that infamous question that comes up right out of the gate. So, Sue, George, tell me a little bit about yourself. And you will be shocked on the impact that answer has on the results of you getting hired or not getting hired or how successful that interview goes or does not go. We have had dozens and dozens and dozens of clients of ours tell us that coaching that you gave it in that particular area was probably the reason I ended up getting the job. And so if you can join us, please go to the event. You'll see a link to register. It's sponsored by Great Careers. And if you're a member of Great Careers, it's free. But if not, you have to pay an $8 fee. But that's good for 30 days of training. And Great Careers has a whole bunch of neat training. I'm just happy to be one of their Peter's Pulse every month. So this morning, I want to talk to you about a question that I was posed on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, for some of you may or may not know, they have these things called the collaborative articles that they put out. But basically, what it is that they post a question, and based on your expertise, you might get a nudge for LinkedIn to say, hey, Ed, you might know the answer to this question. And the question that was asked of me was, you know, how do you stand out from the crowd in a saturated market? And, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, I'm going to give this one, you know, a go. And I wrote a response. And I got quite a few people to like it. They got over like 25 likes. But, you know, when I answered the question initially, I really geared it towards, you know, a business owner. How does a business owner differentiate themselves, stand out in the crowd, especially if the market's saturated? And then I got to thinking, you know, it's really interesting. The same challenge is, you know, if you're a candidate for a job, how do you stand out? Because there's a lot of paper out there. You know, one of the stats I saw recently is that for every remote job that gets posted in the U.S., there's like 200 resumes or more in terms of applicants. But going back to the larger point, you know, how do you stand out? Whether you're a business owner or whether you're an employee working for a firm, company, or an organization, how do you stand out? And standing out, if you're an employee, is do you get a raise? Maybe that's going to be the difference between you getting a raise. It could be the reason you get a promotion. It could be the reason, you know, you get recognized. It could be the reason you're the one that does not get downsized. A lot of reasons why you might want to stand out. If you're a business owner, I don't care if you're opening, you know, you just opened a diner in the corner. I don't care if you're a consultant. I don't care if you run an electrical company. You're a property and casualty independent insurance agent. You're a financial advisor. I don't care what it is that you do for a living. How do you really stand out? So I'm going to go through some things I wrote down, and some of them are going to be maybe obvious, but some of them may not be as obvious as you might think. So you got a notepad. You could jot some of these down. So let's start with some basics, right? How do you stand out, right? So one way, you know, have a compelling LinkedIn profile. Now, I'm not putting all these in order, you know, a perfect sequence, so to speak, but I do want to just remind you of that as you go through this. But so one is have a compelling, a really well-done professional LinkedIn profile. And that also means we could talk for hours, right, on what a great LinkedIn profile looks like. But, you know, it's very well done, top to bottom, starting with a great picture. You know, I work with different people, and I mean, I know so many people, whether they're business owners or whether they're people who want to get to a better place who are employees of properties. But, you know, just the picture alone, you know, means so much. If I'm working with a marketing person, and I see a blurry picture, I'm just letting you know, you're not going to stand out to nobody. And you could be the best marketing person in the world. But I also believe that, you know, if you're an employee where you're, you know, you're an individual and you want to stand out, don't have a blurry picture. Don't have a picture like you're going to kill, like you're going to kill somebody. You got to smile. But having that JPEG quality picture is just one small example of having a great LinkedIn profile. And if you're not sure how to do it, call us up. That's what we do. We've helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I have two amazing LinkedIn coaches on our team. But that LinkedIn profile should be better than the next person. And if you're using LinkedIn to leverage your network, well, that's even more important. Now, here's something else. Have a great one-page bio. Yes, one-page professionally written bio. That's an industry standard. We write those all the time, but also have a great resume. Not an okay resume, a great resume, a fantastic resume. And if you're not sure what standard to use, give us a call. Go on to Amazon or go to our website, buy my book called Optimize Your Resume, Do's and Don'ts. At the end of that book, you'll see an actual performer resume. But have a great resume. It's, you know, and if you're a business owner, have a great bio. Because remember, if you're a business owner, nobody really cares about your resume. Like, they're not hiring you, right? They want you to come, you know, to you to do business. And therefore, your bio becomes pretty important. Now, here's something else. If you really want to stand out, know how to build a formal network and make sure people know. Now, if you're a business owner, you know, and I'm writing my next book on networking, and I've given it a whole different twist. But like, for example, you know, at minimum, bare minimum, on LinkedIn, you better have 500 plus connections. If you don't, you know, people look at you like, well, hey, you might be good, but you know, you don't know what networking is about. You really don't. Now, if you're a business owner, you know, you better have over 500. In fact, I would argue you better have 5,000 if you really want to stand out, because you've built a formal network and people can see it. It's visible. And if it's not on LinkedIn, then make sure it's on Facebook. If it's not on Facebook, make sure it's on Instagram. If it's not on Instagram, make sure it's on X. Or you know, build it out somewhere. And some people build it out on all four or five of those platforms. And many times, by building out the formal network, you also gain followers. And if you have followers, you know what? You're standing out. If you have no network, you have no followers. Now, maybe you think you have followers in your, you know, for your business or for you individually, but if nobody understands it, nobody can see it, you're not standing out. Now, if you're a business owner, have, you know, a really nice, impactful website. And sometimes websites can get incredibly complicated, bells and whistles and stuff that, you know, and look, the really, really good SEO marketing firms will tell you how long people are staying on the page, let alone coming to your site. Now, if you're an individual, you know, you could actually have a website. I mean, there are some firms, there are some people that really get into that where, you know, you take your resume, it actually, you know, goes to a link that goes to a website that gets maintained. I've never heard of anybody getting a job because their resume was on a website. But some people do it, so that's fine. But the most important thing is, if you want to stand out, you could be the best consultant in the world. But if you don't have a website, even a basic one, everyone views you as, you know, okay, well, yeah, you're doing consulting. You might be doing okay, but you're, you know, you're at your kitchen table. Heck, you don't even have a website. And it doesn't take much to build a website. I mean, you could get a basic website built for under $1,000. Easy. And you're not sure, call me, send me a note. Now, here's another thing. You know, let's talk about the social media networks again, especially LinkedIn. But again, it could apply to all the other main social media networks like Facebook, Instagram, X, and others. But LinkedIn especially, if you really want to stand out, every single week, spend 5 minutes and make a note, make a comment on social media about something. So your presence is always out there. You're always being visible. The people that tend to be more visible tend to get more calls, tend to stand out. Yep. And you could be an employee working, you know, for a financial services firm, a bank, marketing company, communications company, building products company, chemical company. I could go through any industry. But make your presence known, even if you comment on a post, right? Now, here's another one. Rub shoulders with your competition and build alliances. Something I did not do when I first launched my practice. I certainly didn't do it when I was an individual working in corporate America. You know, I had so many, you know, I got so many things wrong when I look back at it, so much of which I am not proud of, even though others would say, yeah, well, you were pretty darn successful. Yeah, doesn't mean I wasn't proud of how I went about it. But look, as a business owner, rub shoulders with the competition. And once I started doing that with my practice, my business doubled. In some cases, I would make an argument, tripled. I believe that the good Lord has way more people out there that need us, need you. If you're a business owner, and that there's not enough of us. Now, if you're an employee working for a company or an organization, be like, well, how does that apply to me? And well, guess what? What I want you to do is I want you to go rub shoulders who's been identified and your industry, in your company, in your firm, as one of the best of the best. Go rub shoulders with them. Don't be afraid to do so. Have lunch with them. Say, how the heck did you get Employee of the Year 5 times in a row? What do you do? Ask the question. Don't be afraid to ask the question and rub shoulders with some people that are really, really doing well. You know, if you really want to get good at something, hang around people who are really good at it. Don't isolate yourself. Got to let some of your pride go if that's what you want, you know, if you want to go do that. So here's another one. Speak somewhere, at least every 3 weeks, somewhere. If you really want to stand out, speak somewhere. I don't care, you know, if you're a guest. I don't care if it's your own video that you do on LinkedIn. I don't care if you create a podcast. Get your time like I do on the radio. Speak at a volunteer. Speak at a chamber event. Speak at a meetup. The more you can get speaking in front of a public forum, speak on a Zoom, speak in person, speak at the library, set up an event, but I want you to speak if you really want to stand out. And if you own a diner, go speak somewhere about your diner. If you're an electrician, go speak and, you know, with a bunch of other electricians on top. Rub shoulders with the competition again, but go speak at an open forum. And if you, you don't, and if you have to get good at speaking at your church, at your synagogue, at your parish, I don't care where, start speaking if you want to stand out. And you'll get better and better and better at it. Like, I tell you one thing, when you stand up and you start speaking, and if people start listening and you have something to say, guess what? Nobody else may be in the room that's speaking other than you. I never found that more true than when I was a financial advisor at UBS. I would go to a forum with 60 people. So I started talking about retirement planning. I mean, I reflect back, you know, and if I wasn't a career coach, I'd probably still be a financial advisor. That's how much I love that role, that work, that career. Anyway, be thinking about that. Now, here's another one that I want you to think about. You know, get documented testimonials on LinkedIn. Let others vouch for you. I have well over 500 documented testimonials. Well, that's too many. I don't need that many. Look, I would lie to you if I said to you, I get 1 to 2 referrals every single week simply because people went to LinkedIn and they read the last 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, and 150 testimonials about me alone, let alone my team, let alone the people on my team. And those LinkedIn testimonials, I will tell you, they're people make these crazy arguments, but I can tell you they're way more powerful than these, you know, your written reference notes or your references that you give somebody privately, or the references that are posted on your website. My God, those references on your website, they're static. Nobody can reach out to those people, but everybody can reach out to people on LinkedIn. Yeah, I see you work with it. What do you know about them? And I see you work with Sam Nova. What do you know about? Here's the other argument. The other argument is you could talk all you want about yourself, but you know, in the Bible, there's Proverbs 27:2 goes out of their way to say, let another praise you and not your own mouth. Let it be a stranger, but not your own lips. I really try to adhere to that. But if you want to stand out, have testimonials. I see some people, hey, this person's a rock star. I go to their LinkedIn page and I see, well, they might be a bona fide rock star, but why do they only have 3 recommendations? It makes no sense to me at all. And then somebody can say, well, you know, they got a lot of referrals. Okay, that's great. But what about the people that don't know that? See, this is about you standing out. I'm going to hit on a couple more. I'll make this a two-part, make this a two-parter because next Saturday, I'm going to cover quite a few more. Now, if you want to stand out, get good at saying no to potential clients who don't fit. Because saying yes to everybody is maybe not such a good strategy if you really want to stand out. Because A, you know, you may not be as successful with that client, but B, it just, you know, they're asking you to do something where, you know, you don't do it. And don't be careful that you don't carve something out that could actually be completely take you off track. But I'm going to say this to you. If you really want to stand out, build a circle of influence around you. And I don't care if you're an individual working at a company or an organization, create a circle around you where you can go to other people if they ask you for help and you don't know the answer or you can't help them. Build that strategic, you know, 7 people around you. If you're a business owner, hey, I wish I knew, you know, a bookkeeper. Hey, I wish, you know, could you help me with public speaking? Hey, I wish, you know, I wasn't paying so much for medical insurance. Well, I need to build an addition to a home. Hey, I need somebody to help me with my resume. Hey, I need somebody to really help me in an interview. I need somebody to help me become a better listener. I need somebody to help me to create a better balance between work and my family, right? And if you could say to somebody, hey, I'm not an expert in that. Wow, do I know somebody that can help you? I'm just letting you know, you stand out. When you say no, and that's where everything ends, that's okay too. But I would just argue you don't stand out as much as the person that has that circle of influence around you. And if you don't know how to build a strategic set of people around you, call me, send me a note. I'm glad to talk to you. I do this all the time with my clients, with the business owners I work with, the forums I lead. It's just an amazing way to stand out. Now, here's the last one for this morning that I alluded to it earlier. Now, write a book. Write a blog. But, you know, you write a book, and it doesn't have to be a long book. You know, I'm self-published, but, you know, it had to be like 115 pages long, where you really have a hard time putting in paperback. Let's just put it that way. But write a book. It's something that you're really good at. If you're a business owner, write a book. Again, I don't care what your profession is. Write a book and get it published. Talk about it. And guess what? It's a great way for you to go and speak somewhere. Now, if you're an employee, I'm not a business owner. Why should I write a book? You'd be surprised. You know, for those that, you know, who know me somewhat, you also know I'm a ministry leader. I worked with some 60-some churches. I worked with countless pastors and across the United States. But one thing I can tell you, in dealing with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people, I could just tell you up to this point, everybody's got a testimony. Everybody's got a story. And I meet with people sometimes where, my story got that important. Oh, really? So how many people lives did you actually save in your 20-year career? I mean, it's just amazing. Everybody's got a story. So when you say you can't publish a book, then, oh my gosh, do I know some great book coaches that could take your thought and pull them out of you to create a book? That's what these coaches do, and they're outstanding at it. One of which I interviewed on my radio program a couple of years ago, and she's just a dynamo. And her story is just amazing all by itself. She went from professional juggler, her and her husband going around the country juggling. Now, I don't think she juggled chainsaws, but she juggled just an amazing, and then she did a career pivot. Hey, I wanted to kind of move to a different part of my life and career, and she became a book coach. Lois Hoffman is her name. So I'm giving you some ideas about standing out. Gosh, don't miss next week, because next week I'm going to give you another 10 or 12, and it's really going to be a few things will be startling. A few things might be a little shocking in terms of what I'm going to say. You really want to stand out as a business owner or as an employee, whether you work for a firm or company or organization. So hopefully you took a few notes. Maybe I got you thinking a little bit, which is always my goal. And, I'm always just trying to help people get to that better place, wherever that better place might be. So we're just about out of time. For those new to the program, I did publish my first book called Optimize Your Resume, Do's and Don'ts, The Sam Noble Way. It's available on our secure website, and we'll pick up the shipping costs. You just go again to our website, Sam, like Uncle Sam, S-A-M, Nova, like the star, N-O-V-A-I-N-C.com, SamNovaInc.com. Look on Resume Services. You'll see a drop down for the book. You could also order it on Amazon. We also have an audio version and a Kindle version of that book. But well over 500 plus positive comments that people have bought the book. And we love the ones where they said, we bought the book, we applied it, and I landed the job. Love to hear that. Every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm on LinkedIn, what's called LinkedIn Audio Live. And it's a program focused on career, faith, and purpose with Charlotte Taylor, another career coach, resume writer based in Florida. She's become a dear friend and an amazing person in her own right in so many ways. So please connect with me on LinkedIn if you haven't already. And when you see a post, we put one out there every week on an event called Career, Faith, and Purpose. Just register and you'll be notified. On average, we have well over 145 people register every single week. And we'll have up to between 20 and 35 people attend the entire 45-minute segment. We talk about optimizing your career and job search best practices, but we try to do it, and we really do, in a biblical worldview, not just a secular worldview. And I just can't tell you the number of positive comments we have received because of this program. It's been stunning. And we continue to pick up new people. And we even have another person joined us most recently, Soyka White, who by himself, an amazing person who has combined, of all things, barbering, cutting hair, and being a life coach, career coach, and kind of blending it all together. It's just an amazing thing. And he takes care of our questions, and he takes care of a live chat for those who don't want to go on stage. So please join us. And again, connect with me on LinkedIn if we're not already connected. Now I've surpassed the 27,000 mark of first connections. I found today is where I surpassed 27,100 first connections on the road to the infamous 30,000 first connection ceiling that LinkedIn gives us. So please join me on the next Optimize Your Career program on Saturday, April 27th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be covering part two of this whole topic about standing out in the crowd, especially in a market or time when everything is just saturated. So listen, I hope you can join us. And this is Ed Samuel, career coach with Sam Nova. Go to our website or, call our main number, which is 610-274-8214. Again, 610-274-8214. Ask for Savannah, who's on our team. She'll most likely pick up or she'll get back to you and then kind of direct traffic from there. So make it a great Saturday, and wishing you and yours a great upcoming week. God bless.